From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, patriot, constitutional lawyer, went top of his class at Yale. I know he wrote award-winning papers there. And the point is that he is our guest here. And I wish he was wrong. Every time he's on, it really freaks me out because I know he's right. I study this stuff constantly. Remember, I'm the guy that made Police State 2000 in 1999. I'm the guy that said the military's coming to get your guns because I went and saw them drill to confiscate guns in America. And then we saw it in Katrina. All of it is a battle test. All of it is conditioning. It's all laboratory tests. They call it that. It's shaping the future battle space. Whether it's MIT Magazine or stuff out of West Point, for 15 years, I have had countless contacts, even had them on air, ROTC students at college being trained to be future officers, and they almost always trained to fight militias and gun owners. They've been shaping this battle space for a long time. I think that's what Stuart was getting to don't think Mitt Romney's going to save you. And we're going to get into identifying three trends in far-right violence in the United States. What the Army's being taught, that the gun owners are evil. This is, USMA, EDU. We're going to be getting into that. This is a short segment here, though, Stuart, before we come back and get into all that. Tell us about Oath Keepers and how people can get involved with that. The awesome black caps you've got with Oath Keepers on and how people can support you.
The main point of Oath Keepers, as I said, is to do the best we can to get those in the ranks to understand their true loyalty to the American people and to our Constitution. And even more basic than that, to liberty itself. That's what our country is defined by. The American Revolution was fought for liberty, and everything after that was supposed to be to secure and further our freedom. And, of course, we all know that's not the way it's worked out. But we want to bring them back to that core root of their duty and obligation and their identity. They're Americans first, not just obedient to whoever happens to be in the White House or who happens to be running the banks. And so their loyalty is to the Declaration of Independence and to liberty. And so if we can do that, we can achieve a stand down within the military. And we're not saying that we want them to sit on their hands and do nothing if we're invaded. You know, if the UN comes in, of course we want them to fight. If it comes to a fight here in America, we'd like them to be on our side. But our dream would be to amass peaceful stand down like happened in 1989 East Germany, where the East German military stepped aside and stayed out of it. And without their support, the Stasi secret police, as feared as they had been before, turned out to be, paper tigers. They could do nothing without the support of the military behind them, and they ran and hid because they were so outnumbered by the people.
Let's make no mistake. What we're doing right now will affect history. This is not a game, folks. We're not up here saying this to scare you. How do you respond to that? People say, this is scary. No, it's good to know the facts and prepare for it. We believe you have courage, America. We believe you want to say no to this takeover. This is a real authoritarian, social engineer, globalist, sickos, psychologist-run, New World Order, control freak system. These are nasty people.
Right, and we should recognize reality. Like Patrick Henry said, it's better to know reality or know the facts and provide for it than to delude yourself with false hope. Recognize how bad it is, but also don't give up. Understand that we are different. We are not Chinese peasants or Russian peasants. We are Americans. And we have a legacy and a history of fighting for freedom and resistance, and so we can do it. I think if I didn't believe that, I wouldn't even try to do what I've been doing, and you wouldn't either. We would just, I don't know what we would do. Who knows what we would do? But we know that there's a chance, and so what's going on now is, like we said before, one interview, I believe you said that when there's crisis, there's a window that opens up, but it goes both ways. I think that's absolutely correct. We are in a moment of crisis in this country when the window is opened. They want to shove through their total lockdown, total grid control society. We have to push back and push back with what it is that makes us all Americans, which is our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights and our own self-independence.
Exactly. People should pinch themselves if they're not fully awake yet. FEMA badmouths the founding fathers. They demonize people that believe in freedom. I mean, think about how outrageous these authoritarians are. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes, and I'll give the number out if you'd like to join us on air. Stand by.
Just Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. Second hour here. I'm going to give the number out so you can get a few calls into Stuart Rhodes. Only have time for five or six, but we'll see who's able to get on air in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us if you have any questions about the martial law incremental takeover we see happening. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And let's give first-time callers a chance, specifically on the National Guard going under NORTHCOM, Brigade Homeland, TSA checkpoints on highways, the NSA admitting they spy on you illegally, just the absolute criminal lawlessness. They have streetlights going up nationwide. I've confirmed they're putting some in here in Austin. I've got to go out and do the report. With the IntelliStreet style design, there's a bunch of companies doing it where the street lights watch you and listen to you secretly, wired into the threat fusion centers. Folks, this is all for us. It was never for Al-Qaeda that works for the globalists. That's now admitted that Al-Qaeda works for NATO. They're using them against Syria and Libya, and then separately saying, oh, Obama didn't give enough, you know, support to the CIA to protect the embassy staff. Because the group they were paying for security are the ones that went and killed the ambassador, folks. I've got to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda when the criminal government runs Al-Qaeda against the Serbs, against the Russians, against everybody, and they use them to take our rights. Stuart, briefly on that front, and then give people a briefing here, because a few times ago when you were on, I likened it to a cheesy Star Trek analogy. When the Klingon bird of prey has to decloak to fire, okay? And that's what happens historically. When the tyrants get ready to move, they've got to build up, they've got to roll out, and we can point it out before they try to clamp down and then stop them if we build enough political mass and understanding so they can't sell it on their cover story. And I want listeners to understand the historical point we're at. The globalists admit, Brzezinski's new book, one of their master planners, that they are 7 to 10 years behind. So they're trying to accelerate it because they know worldwide people are waking up to them. The euro is now forming a world dictatorship, the core of it over the euro, and bragging about it. This is all happening. World governments being announced. And they can't have those of us that were right about this and have credibility out running around. They want to come arrest us. They're preparing for that in the Army manual I read earlier. But that shouldn't scare you. That shouldn't scare you because the NSA is spying on you. I'm going to go protest the NSA in San Antonio. As soon as I get the time, I'm going down there. Okay? I mean, major reporters have had their cameras taken for major newspapers. They didn't take ours because I had them give them the news article about the NSA losing a lawsuit. We're allowed to go show them illegally spying on us in America. You got to exercise these rights or lose them. Stuart, you've got the floor in the 10 minutes we got before we go to break and come back with some calls. Give people the briefing. Tell them what they're teaching the military, what's happening at NORTHCOM. Give them a breakdown on the force structure and the treasonous conversion of the military into a domestic Gestapo force.
Well, we already saw the article by Colonel Benson out at Leavenworth, who is no small fry. He's one of the major instructors there at Leavenworth, where he called the Tea Party a future military opponent of the U.S. military for domestic deployment. And now we also have added to that, we have the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point, and there's an article published there identifying three trends in far-right violence in the United States, by R.L. Perlinger, and he's the director of that center at West Point. And so these are just, like I said before, they're you know, telling you right out in the open who their future political or future military opponents are. And of course, this article from West Point lumps what they call the anti-federalists. He calls us anti-federalists. It's kind of a new term they're applying now, harkening back to the anti-federalists who opposed the Constitution back in 1787 or 1789. He calls these anti-federalists. Then the next wing of supposed right-wing violence is racism, the racist trend, and then he has one more, which is the religious trend or the Christian identity trend.
He also says in here, anybody can pull this up, West Point, he says that the Tea Party, what is it, in North Carolina, they predict will link up with Al-Qaeda. That is the most asinine thing I ever heard.
I missed that. Is that in there? I missed that.
There's several of these. We actually wrote an article about it at the time. I know they've written several, but yeah, no. I mean, they talk about the Paul Watson wrote about it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I mean, here's the big point, folks, is that the U.S. military is now within their own ranks, within the officer corps. They're doing much the same thing that's been going on within the police. The SPLC has infiltrated the police across the country and has been brainwashing them to believe that, you know, if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in natural rights, you believe in the autonomy of the individual, that you're somehow a potential cop killer. And as Alex has shown many times, they've got, you know, running around calling the founding fathers terrorists, things like that. Well, now it's spread into the U.S. military, which we knew was happening. But now they're, as you just said a minute ago, Alex, they're being much more upfront about it. The mask is coming off. They're doing it very overtly. And the reason is that they're running out of time. They need to brainwash as many of the military as they possibly can to see traditional conservative Americans or just, you know, libertarian Americans, anybody who believes in freedom, gun owners, preppers, you name it, anybody like that. They want to smear you and lump you in with racists and lump you in with people who, you know, the neo-Nazi Christian identity.
If you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. We've all heard this.
Right. So this is what's happening, and being much more overt about it. And so I think that's a good sign. I think that it shows that they're so worried and so desperate to demonize us that they're pulling out all the stops. But I think it's too late. I think prepping has gone mainstream. I think that loving the Constitution's gone mainstream.
Guns have gone mainstream from used to sell a few hundred thousand a month to 3, 4, 5 million a month. You're right. Look, they've lost our trust. I heard the Austin police chief on the radio Friday saying the people don't trust the government anymore and we've got to get their trust back. I mean, the system knows. Go ahead.
Exactly, and so that's why they're desperate, but you know, it's too late. The cat's out of the bag. The idea of freedom, thanks to Ron Paul and thanks to the whole Ron Paul movement especially, the idea of freedom has grown exponentially in the population. And so now I would say there's about 20% of Americans who are pretty wide awake. But what I encourage them to do, though, is to not just be awake, but also be prepared.
Yes.
You know, you need to get yourself squared away with your food, your water, your emergency power. Emergency communications, especially important. You need to get networking with other people. The answer, as you said a little while ago, is not to cower in fear and try to hide. They want you to do that. Another part of why they're being so open is they want to chill you. They want you to be afraid of being identified as these things. Oh, I don't want that label on me. I don't want to be labeled a prepper, so I better just shut up and stay in my house.
Well, it's having the opposite effect on everybody I know. I think a lot of it is I've run into these globalist minion engineers and people. You know, they're psychologists, they're psych warfare people. They are so emasculated and chicken-necked and neurotic. They're attacking us with programming they think would work on them. They're smart, but not that smart. Their blind spot is they think we're like them.
No, you're right. I mean, they're kind of autistic in that sense, right? They're really brain smart, but they don't understand us. It's like a foreign alien species to them. They don't understand us. They don't really get us. And they think that what worked in other countries will work here, that what worked in East Germany will work here. And it's not working. All it does is piss us off. And so that's good. And so the attitude should be not to become afraid when you hear about all the stuff that's happening. The attitude should be righteous anger and then decide to do something about it. And what you need to do about it is we are in the lead up. It's like 1774, 1773. We're in a lead up to conflict. Get squared away like your forefathers did. They didn't just sit on their hands, nor did they just grab their musket and go out in the streets. got ready.
Oh, they engaged in the committees of correspondent, the Sons of Liberty, for 15 years before they hit the ground and exposed the enemy takeover.
And communities of safety, and they're militias, they got ready. And so in the modern context, that means, you know, forming groups with your neighbors, with your close friends. It also especially means getting together with the veterans in your community, forming a sheriff's posse, backing up a good sheriff. All the things we talk about on Oath Keepers and our sister site, you know, the Operation Sleeping Giant site, is what we encourage you to do. Focus on your preparedness first, then your security second. Then your sound money and alternate currency and barter networks third.
Stay there, my friend. Stay there. We're going to come back and take some calls. And things are moving fast. Let's get Stuart Rhodes back on the next few weeks for like 2 hours to take calls during the week. Folks, this is it. I mean, this is real. We can beat these people if we will recognize the enemy operations. I know it's hard to believe it's happening. We have an infiltration, foreign corporate banking infiltration. They want to convert us to a total slave state to rob us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we got like 12 calls there. That's just what we opened up on the phone system for our guests. There's no way to get to all of them. We'll try to get to some of them. I just hope listeners understand here, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is not a game. Most Americans don't have any historical perspective anymore. It hasn't been taught. If you know basic history, this is like, you know, knowing what a grizzly bear looks like in Colorado, and you walk out on your back porch and there's a grizzly bear. I mean, it's a grizzly bear. Well, if you know history, this is tyranny. This is scary. It's real. And giving into it is what's dangerous. We've got to say, hey, you're wrong. You're out of control. And serving this will not help you. They want an authoritarian model because they say they don't want the free market system of prosperity. That makes you uppity. And they're using kind of a communist model to take over, even though it's really corporate fascists that sit above it. They want to make you dependent at the grassroots. They want to make you dependent at the grassroots so that you're dependent on their system. You're domesticated. And they want to use a shutdown of society mode to make you dependent. That is a classic communist model under Mao, under Lenin, under Stalin, under Fidel Castro. And believe me, as someone who studied political science, it freaks me out. You know, Stuart, after serving in the Army, graduated summa cum laude from the University of Nevada. Then he went on to graduate law school from Yale, where he won the top big award there at the law school, solving the puzzle of enemy combatant status before this was even discussed. He won Yale's Judge William E. Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights, and we'll continue. He also sits in teaching U.S. military history at Yale History Department. I want to jam in four or five calls here, Stuart, but with quick questions, callers, so don't thank us or anything. Let's just get right to your data. God bless you so we can get to more of you. Stuart, as a military historian, you're not just not just a constitutional lawyer. Am I wrong in saying danger, Will Robinson, red alert? I mean, this is incredible.
No, and that's what grabbed me back in 2001 and 2002 when I was doing my research in the wake of 9/11. The laws of war are being brought home, and I can see it happening legally. And when they build something, and they build the infrastructure, it's going to be used. So they built the American version of the Stasi. That's the NSA and the DHS. It's going to be used here at home on us, just like it was used overseas. When they build the infrastructure for NORTHCOM and for domestic deployment of the U.S. military under its own separate command, it's not under the Army, it's not under the Marine Corps, it's this new body, like a new branch of the military for domestic use, it's going to be used. And that's exactly why.
Not under your governor. I mean, they're circumventing everything. And they're calling us anti-federalists when they're overthrowing the federal system.
Yeah, this is kind of ironic, because they're using the label applied to opponents of the Constitution to people who are trying to preserve the Constitution. Although the anti-federalists, like Patrick Henry, turned out to be right in the long run, frankly.
I guess they did. Okay, let's go ahead and go to a phone call here. Let's go to Daniel in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I had a statement for Stuart, if that's okay.
Yes, sir. By the way, you live in a beautiful city. I was just there recently. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Hey, Stuart, my name's Daniel, and I'm a former United States Marine, and I know a thing or two about martial arts, fitness, and also the InfoWar, and I wanted to get your blessing to thread the Oath Keepers message with the InfoWar's message and make my own little boot camp in Sherburne National Forest here in the Chaplain.
Well, I mean, for him to openly give you some kind of thing, like, he'd have to know who you are. Sir, just get, people ask, can I put your bumper sticker on my car? You go, folks. But, I mean, he obviously can't certify what you're doing. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Thanks for the call. Stuart, comment.
Yeah, he just write me at Oath Keepers through our contact there, and I'll take a look at what he's doing. People need to get squared away. I recommend, like I said, my recommendation is to focus on your veterans groups that already exist rather than trying to start some new entity. Go to the veterans groups that are already
and
there.
And do it all out in the open, mainstream. Yeah. We're the good guys. Creeping around, you'll run into infiltrators and troublemakers.
Right. Don't do anything you wouldn't want on the national news, because you're stronger that way. Be open and
listen, I stomp up to the NSA bases. I stomp up to the troops. I'm the guy fighting the takeover and the tyranny. We're the good guys. They see us like Godzilla in Tokyo, Stuart.
Yeah, definitely. And I do think, you know, we do need to train, and you do need to pass your knowledge on. So I think you're right to do that. But my recommendation is to do it through your local VFW or Marine Corps League.
Create an Appleseed group. People need basic rifle skills first. Operation right. Appleseed.
Well, you know, if you got other skills you want to teach, by all means, go for it. Just be aware that you're going to have infiltrators. You're going to have a mole who's going to come in there and try to get you to talk about doing illegal stuff.
Yeah, they put a mole in it to act like what you're doing is bad. Let's go to another caller here. Caleb in Virginia. You're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is, I live in Fredericksburg. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that's right where the storm's going to be hitting.
Yes, sir.
And are you aware of the 100,000 National Guardsmen getting sent to the Northeast?
Yes, I am aware they're mobilizing and declaring mandatory evacuations in areas of New York City, which, I mean, how are they going to have an election if that's the case?
Yeah, like I said, I'd see it getting postponed, but I was calling. There's National Guardsmen everywhere in my town. Police officers on every street. It's crazy.
Well, that's when you're supposed to have them, though, is when you got a giant hurricane with a bunch of other storms coming together. Anything else? Any questions for Stuart?
That's it.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Stuart, what is your take briefly on the election?
Well, I think it's a dog and pony show, frankly. I don't think this is also kind of interesting. This National Guardsman we talked to the other day, he said that they were briefed and told that if Obama loses, there's going to be rioting by Obama supporters. But they're going to look at the preppers as the big threat, which is really kind of strange. It's like they're hedging their bet. Whichever way it goes, preppers are going to be targeted. So this way they can go ahead and target preppers even if Obama loses. So it's like heads you lose, tails we win, you know?
That's right. Don in West Virginia, first-time caller. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir.
West Texas, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good to see you today. The storm-affected area, how far do you think the government will try to extend their authority outside that area or use this as a test run for what we're looking at?
Yeah, that's a great point. They use every disaster or problem as a reason to power grab. Look at Katrina. Get the Stewart.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why, like the last caller, the answer is go out there and talk to those cops and talk to the National Guardsmen before the storm hits and say, look, guys, don't do what happened in Katrina. Do not go down that road. And you got to get out there and outreach to them now.
And by the way, as you proved and broke later, a lot of the Army actually said no. The media acted like the Army was happy to confiscate guns to sell the normalization of it. The truth is a lot of them said no.
And that did not make the news. That's right. And so don't take it for granted they'll do what they're told, but also make sure you go out there and talk to them. I mean, who knows what effect you could have. You going out there and talking to them saying, look, we're here to back you up and help you. Just don't try to disarm us or violate our rights. That could make a big difference to the guys on the ground and what they do.
That's right. You know, the system says comply, comply, do what you're told. They teach the clergy response teams to, you know, the preachers that have been bought off as collaborators to tell everybody, do what you're told during the emergency. No, we're the head of the government. We obey the Constitution Bill of Rights, Romans 13. And they're actually twisting that and saying serve tyranny. Stuart Rhodes, I want to get you on soon about Operation Sleeping Giant. Thank you and God bless you during the weekday show soon. Coming up, we'll look at the storm with a meteorologist straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, their site, OathKeepers.org. We'll be right back.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Couple of program broadcast notes for listeners. You're tuned in right now to the Sunday show every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. There's the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And Jesse Ventura hadn't done any interviews in about a month. But he's given us the first one tomorrow, noon. Jesse Ventura has been turning down CNN, Fox, you name it. But I talked to him Friday. He's coming on the broadcast. tomorrow in the second hour talking about a bunch of stuff. Some of it will be breaking news. A bunch of it he told me I can't repeat on air. I'm like, why are you telling me all this, but I can't say it on air? Who knows what he'll say tomorrow. The point is Jesse Ventura, former Minnesota governor, he'll be joining us tomorrow. I got a bunch of other big guests throughout the week. I'm just going to leave it at that. And it is my distinct pleasure to be on air and be able to talk to all you great people. I feel horrible trying to go to the calls like I'm being rude. Hurry up, because I just want to get to more people. But I'll try to jam in some of the folks that are holding right at the end of the broadcast. The guy we've got on has been on a few times in the past. Need to have him back. And so he's here. We're going to be talking to Scott Stevens in a moment. Speaking of waking people up, like Stuart Rhodes was saying, Internet Kill Switch this. The InfoWars magazine, you can buy them in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost. We're talking, 10 colored, now glossy magazines, very high quality, full of powerful info and factoids. These are like little books for a dollar and change a piece, $14.95. You can get, I think that includes the shipping, yes. You can get them at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason I hype them so much is that I just love waking people up. I go to public places here in Austin and drop them off all over. So InfoWars also put 70,000 of them on the streets now. That's kind of what I'm into. But I personally drop these off and hand them out. We probably handed out 100 today myself. I go to the store. I go to the gym. I go to the hike and bike trail. Oh, Santa Claus is coming to town. Because it's so good to engage people at point-blank range. So again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars magazine, InfoWarsShop.com. You can get 12 issues sent to your friends and family's door. Shipping's included in the price you see there at InfoWarsStore.com. Not just buy them in bulk. And then your friends and family will get 12 torpedoes of truth to shatter the lies mailed to them over and over again. The police station, give them a subscription. Your preacher, give them a subscription. Get aggressive in the info war and get the new film, Strategic Relocation, Safe Places to Live. Even micro areas around your town or major city. Just all sorts of unbelievable data. The new film, along with the book, available at InfoWars.com. Okay, Scott Stevens is an award-winning television weatherman who a decade ago began investigating claims by Lieutenant Colonel Tom Bearden that North America was being subjected to full-time weather modification. Now the White House science czar admits they're doing it. During the course of the personal investigation, he was the first to discover the primary reason for the now global chemtrail phenomenon. Scott co-hosts a weekly radio program, and he also joins us right now. Now, since he talked about this 10 years ago and Bob Fletcher 20 years ago and all this, and even back then, I'm like, hey, I don't know. Now it's like, hey, the Saudi Arabians, people in Dubai, they're making it rain with these antenna farms. Cloud seeding's the old way to do it. The HAARP and all of this. So he joins us because Hurricane Sandy. Well, first off, I want to ask him as a meteorologist, as a weatherman, is it going to be as bad as they're saying, A, with three storms coming together, Frankenstorm, and then B, does it look like it's been manipulated? Because weather wars, weather weapons, foreign governments, our own government, I mean, this may postpone the election. Hey, Stanford Research Institute, Ben Livingston, certified 1967, the government could create and steer hurricanes. That's Fox News, AP Reuters. Scott Stevens, my friend, tell us what you think's going on right now.
I think it'll not be as bad as everybody's hyping it up to be.
Good.
Storm after storm after storm, that they prep, they shut down cities, they do all of these things, and it shows up. Yes, we have power lines down. Yes, we have trees down. Yes, we have flooding. But as far as the Katrina-like damage, I don't see that happening. The wind speeds are not there for that to happen. Now, what it has been curious, as I'm in the West, I've relocated myself to a safe zone in southern Colorado. I'm up at 8,000 feet in a small, self-sustainable community. And what we have seen here is intense engineering. And what they are doing is digging this trough out west to fold Sandy back in along the coast. Earlier in the weekend, actually like Thursday, Friday, it was going to be a New York City landfall, maybe Bridgeport, Connecticut. Now it's southern Jersey. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Delmarva Peninsula. And so they're just slowly pulling this thing a little bit farther south. So you scare the holy bejesus out of the New Yorkers. They shut down their transit system. And in hindsight, they'll see that that was unnecessary. But the water that's going to come out of this thing from Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, southern Pennsylvania, D.C., northern Virginia, and then eventually to New York State will be monumental. And that's going to be the thing. It's going to be the downed trees that are still full of foliage, power 2 weeks without power.
All right, weatherman meteorologist Scott Stevens joins us. Scott, I mean, so you're saying, I mean, obviously they admit there's programs, but they're secret. Weather modification, you know, mainstream news admits that. You're saying you're seeing them use that trough to pull the hurricane down towards the south.
Absolutely. Everything is connected, Alex. Everything is connected. The same time they're digging this trough out west, then they're pumping up a ridge to block the movement of Sandy. Once she becomes extratropical, once she's trapped overland, then her ridge is amplifying off into the western Atlantic, so she has nowhere to go. And so she is boxed in, and she'll rain, and she'll rain, and she'll rain. Rain and water is going to be the problem with this thing. Once we deal with the downwinds and she kind of spins down in her core wind speed velocity, it's going to be the monumental water that comes out of the storm. Because the cold air, we had places in northwestern Canada, the northwestern territories, that were 0 to 15 below this morning and yesterday morning. It's that cold, dry air that is going to bomb this storm out in the next 24 to 48 hours. And so she will get energized. Even as we look at her spinning down as a tropical entity, it will be reborn as this extratropical perfect storm across Maryland, Pennsylvania. And that is going to impact people's ability to get around, not so much by Election Day, but in the immediate several days. And so it's all about the rebuilding. It's all about spending the money afterwards. And that's where you can't get Congress to budge on stimulus. It's all about having to do it because we have a disaster to clean up afterwards. Then the people demand it.
And by the way, as you know, they now have on the Chicago Mercantile weather modification exchanges where they bet on the weather. You can literally pull up, no exaggeration, thousands of articles admitting all the other governments that are controlling their weather. But then they say, oh, but we're not doing it. But they admit they've got programs, but that it's just secret. How much weather modification is going on? How does the persistent condensation trails, known as chemtrails, how does that tie into it?
I think they are used. I know they are used as markers. When you're going to lay down an energetic change, whether you're using HARP, whether you're using SCADR, whether you're using the Oregon Energy, I don't care what tool you're going to use. You need to gauge the efficacy of whatever button you've pushed. And so once you've pushed the button, you need to know what that zone, what
so
that
it's like when they put ink into your vein to track where blood's going in your body, or when they put a radioactive substance in to have markers on tumors.
Exactly. It's like laying a light wire or a string across a stream of water that's flowing, and then you can see how that stream undulates. Then you can gauge where the eddies, where the currents are, and these are powders, and you can see
so
how
it's gun sights. They're using the aluminum dioxide barium salts as gun sights, basically, for their antenna arrays.
And then once you've sighted the gun, you pull the trigger, you see how those chemtrails respond to that addition of the energy, you lay down the grid, apply your electromagnetic solution, observe, and then you go out and remeasure. So it is a continual program. Once they began in the 60s, it's never ended. And people are so excited that chemtrails are a recent thing. All middle 90s, they exploded. That's crap. It's been going on since the 60s. The earliest pictures I've got are 1976.
Well, I agree with you, but it did explode in the 90s, though. I mean, it went from testing to full operational.
I think they were fully operational even before that.
Well, I've had Ben Livingston on. I mean, he was flying into typhoons in World War II, the father of weather weapons. That's what he says. He just says it's classified. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Watching, boy. I tell you, I mean, if you just type in weather modification, geoengineering, Bill Gates is doing it, says he can control hurricanes. Yeah, of course they can. But then you bring this up, oh, there's no way that they're, you know, trying to make the hurricane bad for the election. And then we have a weatherman on breaking down the fact that, yes, it looks like it's manipulation. And I've got all these clips of local meteorologists all over the country saying, this is not normal. They're spraying something here. Since you started talking 10 years ago, as a meteorologist looking at this, it's really opened up now. When the White House science czar 3.5 years ago, the first speech John P. Holdren gave was to the AP. He gave a speech to the AP. They videoed it. He talked about geoengineering and how they've been testing it. So everything's testing because under U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, they can do any testing, including lethal stuff, if they call it research. Go ahead, meteorologist Scott Stevens of weatherwars.info.
That's been the situation. It took me a while to get on board with this, Alex. I, I had come across research right around 98, 99, come across the term chemtrail, and I decided I needed to figure out what this word was. I was always an alternative media kind of guy, being in mainstream and knowing how little information actually gets to the end user. And so I needed to figure this out. And so it was a couple of years before I figured out how the chemtrails played into this grand game of weather manipulation. But they go hand in hand. Not so much that the chemicals impact the storms, but that they are needed there to guide and to gauge the efficiency, the efficacy of the technology.
Because even the best computer models can't accurately predict from what other meteorologists have said, because it's so complex, they've got to just test what's going on and then manipulate that.
And I think part of that is crap. I think the models are messed up because there's some piece of data, there's some input that they're not getting.
You're saying it's messed up because they don't want anybody to be able to tell what's going on.
Because they're not including the weather modification data in the weather models. If that data was included in the models, then we would have an exceedingly accurate forecast. You could have your forecast for next Friday emailed to you on your iPad or your phone and have it so accurate it would be stunning.
But they're manipulating it so you can't.
No, they're saying they can't do it now, but it's because of this modification. And so even today in 2012, weathermen are no more accurate than they were in 1980. That's what's disturbing, and that's what had me, you know, deep in this research and willing to go down this rabbit hole, because I did not like getting up in front of an audience and having to apologize for busted forecasts. And I needed to know why these forecasts were wrong time and time again. Why in the heck were the guys in D.C. flubbing it up?
Well, let me just stop you for a minute. We've got a London Guardian article up from July. It says U.S. geoengineers have sprayed sun-reflecting chemicals from balloon. Experiment in Mexico will try to establish the possibility of cooling the planet by dispersing sulfate aerosols. So now they're introducing it in literally hundreds of articles a month, like they're just now inventing it. When it was 67, certified by the U.S. government, declassified in 2006, they could create hurricanes with only about 10 aircraft, but punching it back up, they show that corona around the sun that we see when they're chemtrailing constantly. There it is.
So we're back to problem, reaction, solution. Problem is global warming. Problem is climate change. Reaction is we have to do something about it. First of all, it was CO2. They did get that shoved down our throats. So three is the disasters have to be so bad that we have to do something active. We have to alter the chemistry of the atmosphere to get things changed. And so this is where they're going to lay this gently out in front of the people. This agenda has been laid out, and to be honest with you, Alex, I believe they are flabbergasted that they've been able to do this blatantly and in plain sight for four decades without us being none the wiser.
Sir, they're now putting cameras all over the place in the new streetlights where I live, and no one cares. I mean, most people care, but they believe they have no power. And we've confirmed data mining NSA bases in Austin where I live, not just the giant one in San Antonio. I mean, they're openly watching everything we do criminally. They just do what – sir, every major vaccine, when it gets tested, it has all these cancer viruses in it, and no one wonders why cancer is exploding. You're right. They just do it all in plain view.
Yep, and they have to tell us that they're doing it, because karmically it would be horrific for them on the other side if they weren't honest with us, and they are honest.
That's right. They have these weird metaphysical rules, whatever you want to call it. Look at this article. This is the National Institutes of Health. Saccharin and aspartame compared with sucralose induce greater weight gain in adult Worcester rats and similar total caloric intake. I mean, they've always known aspartame.
So how many skinny people do you see drinking diet sodas?
You don't. You see giant fat people.
Yeah. And there's a reason. But
my point is they're killing us. It's sick.
Well, and I don't think this is the kill shot. Again, because karmically, metaphysically, the cost is too great for them for the thousands of lifetimes afterwards. They will wait for the planet to do it. I believe there is a kill shot coming.
You know what's funny? I don't believe in all that, but the globalists, it's funny you say that, Ted Turner and others.
They do.
They're obsessed with it. And
you have to understand how they think so you can see how they play the game. And once you understand that, then you see that they will weaken the population, but they won't pull the trigger. They'll let some external energy pull the trigger. And then worse, though, disconnected from our environment, disconnected from our family, disconnected from ourselves, that when the kill shot happens, that we're left and we're unable to find our way into a stable, suitable, and healthy environment.
That's right. And then they always get to be the saviors, though, from whatever problem they've lined up. They tee up the ball, but then let something else hit it.
Exactly. Exactly. They set the stage, and what we're not going to like is the last act in the play.
Well, I agree with you that they're using weather weapons to create extreme weather to then sell this global government that you pay carbon taxes to save you from it. They even brag about that. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And you're saying, as a meteorologist, you're seeing evidence of this hurricane being manipulated.
It has been from the get-go. Alex, there's not one square mile in the northern hemisphere that isn't managed. Not one square mile. What I'm dealing with is how far back that control goes. And it's at least 15 years, and it may be 20 years. And this was my whole worldview that changed in 2004 when I had this epiphany. And this is why Michael Murphy's Why in the World Are They Spraying is so important, even though the reasons and the reasons why the chemtrails were there were not very clearly articulated in that movie.
Sure, sure. Well, we sell What in the World Are They Spraying, and then we've got Why in the World Are They Spraying at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, I started making a chemtrail film 5 years ago, and there was so much evidence and so many patents and so many admissions under scientific names that I never even got it done because it was just ridiculous.
That was me. That was me. I started in 2008, and there was just so much to do. And I had made some investments in the metals. And then when the whole economy went to the toilet in 2008, they crashed the metals prices. And I wasn't able to leverage what should have been a bonanza, you know, into this film.
Well, listen, we're basically out of time. I want to get you back on in the near future. To break down more as a meteorologist what you see coming up.
Alex, we've got so much to talk about.
But we've got about a minute or so left here, Scott Stevens. You're saying it is being manipulated and controlled, but that it's going to be some flooding, but not that bad. It's just another way to soak the economy.
It's another way to soak the economy, and we're bankrupt, so how are we going to repair it? That's really what the big disasters that are imminently down the road are. We're going to be faced with is how do we fix this when we have no money?
And we're under Agenda 21 meant to shut down our industry. But I am seeing people starting to wake up. Are you seeing that?
Yep, it's happening. It's happening. Subscribe to me at Weather Wars on YouTube. Find me on Facebook, and we'll get this to go viral so we finally have a global discussion.
Weatherwars.info is a great site.
There we go.
All right. Thank you so much.
Alex.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. There he goes. Okay. I'll be back tomorrow, folks. Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, with the big 3-hour weekday show. If your local station isn't carrying it, hey, give them a ring. A lot of stations pick up the Sunday show and end up picking up the weekday show. That's quite frankly one reason I started doing this Sunday show 6 years ago, to get our foot in the door with a lot of stations. Look, I wish this stuff wasn't true, but if you research it, sometimes it's not as bad as we think, but most of the time it's worse than we think. And I wish that wasn't the case. I got 3 children. I got a wonderful wife. I got a great family. I don't want all this to be happening. But you got a scientific technocracy that thinks they're God with unlimited tax money from us, with a bunch of crazy scientists, eugenicists, population reductionists. Great job to the crew. And again, Lord willing, 11 a.m. tomorrow, InfoWars.com is the website, PrisonPlanet.com, and we're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Retransmission starts now. The free podcast is, again, at InfoWars.com in the Alex Jones Radio Show section.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.